Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Am I live? This is XFM.
Cut. That was terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let's Talk, where all your problems will be gone.
Active FM Luando here, on Let's Talk. Yes, this is our show. Let's Talk on Active FM. Luando here again. My man Musa is not available for this week, but is coming back next week because he's a busy man. He's a blues man, you know, the man from the south. Yeah, but I'm here. So I'm your host, and I believe we're going to have the good time that we have ever had before. You know, talking about things that matter, because that's how we do it. We talk about things that matter. You know, we encourage people, we motivate people, we inspire people. We are about the Word of God. That's what we are about, the Word of God, Jesus Himself. So, this is our topic for this week. Without wasting time, have we been made to think this way? And I thought about this. I really thought about this, you know, the whole thing, what defines, you know, success. I went back and I was just, you know, thinking to say, what if what defines success is to change? I hope you get what I'm saying, because it's like everyone, we sort of have, most of us as people, we sort of have, you know, the definition of success, or how we understand the understanding of success. It's like we have the same understanding of what success is. And I know other people, you know, they differ. And now how we define success, it's not really, I can say when it comes, you know, to coming or forming the definition of success, we're really not the people that were involved. It's like we're born into this world. We're born into a world that already, we inherit this thing. We get this thing here in the world. You know, we're born into it. We never sit down and think about it to say, this is what success is. You know what I'm saying? Or say, wait a minute, what if there is something beyond than what they say success is? You know, because most of the times, like having a lot of money, you know, having a house and having a car, you know what I'm saying? So being able to study, because most of the times it's okay, they tell us this is how you become successful. You need to have a car, you know, you need to have a house, you need to have a family, kids and all that. Then that means you are successful. And I think that's actually the meaning or the meaning that we have of what success is. And sometimes what differs now is how you become successful, because other people's like, okay, you can also include fame, but most of the times, like, also having being famous, having fame, you know, being known, you know, traveling, stuff like that. So now what differs is how we get there. And most of the times, like, you need to study. You know, that's the biggest thing I'm seeing, is that if you don't study, you won't become successful. But someone defined that, and that's how the word flows. That's how the world, you know, operates. And the question is now, if then the world again changes what success is, and changes the processes of how to become successful, and the question is, would you still be successful? Or everything that you understood about success, will it all, you know, go to waste? Because what are you gonna do if they decide that, you know, being successful, because I was reading this book. There's this World Economy Forum. I hope I'm putting the terms in the right form. So it's by Klaus Schwab or Squab. I hope I'm pronouncing the word right again. I'm not good in pronouncing words, so forgive me for that. And the whole book actually speaks about this one, you know, government. Because of the technology that is now we have, that's very, very, you know, advanced, and most people, because you have this class that really doesn't have this, access to this technology, but then you have these other people who are really moving. And I remember they use one of the companies. You know how this company used to do so much when this company had employees, obviously do tech, so it's a tech company. So when they had employees, they were making so much. But now what they've done is that they've replaced people, you know, with computers, with robots and all that. So even without people, they're still making as much as they used to make with people. So he was speaking about those things and how tech is also, you know, integrating. So stuff like that. And he was saying, now what we need to do is that because things are becoming, in a way, more and more, if I can say, dangerous because of the technology, but at the same time, other people cannot access, you know, the technology that other companies are having. So other people now are increasing in terms of what of the income that they make, but other people, they not. And then he said, now, based on that, the strategy that they have is that, you know, we need to have one government, and now we will own everything. We will actually, you know, have everything, you know, we will own everything. But at the same time, it's like we won't own everything. it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? They say, and you enjoy everything for free. You know what I'm saying? But you don't own anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of the world that they're creating, whereby we are people, and this is how we understand success, that, you know, I have a dream and I gotta do something, you know, and sometimes what we do, we actually utilize some of these ways, processes of how to become successful, the way the world has set up these things. But now it seems like that whole idea of this is success, you know, you owning a business, you owning a house and all that. It seems like with these people that, you know, I can say they are the ones who deciding how our economy or the future of our economy. It seems like they changing what we know success is, and the things according to them, there will be different. And the question is, have you wasted now your time trying to become successful, you know, trying to study so much, but one day you won't own even a thing? So that's the thing to say. Have we been made to think this way? Because, I mean, even now to think the way they're thinking, they're going to program us. New books will be coming out, you know, this is the way. And we now going to have some of these textbooks, you know, in our universities, at schools, you know. So it's going to be a problem. Now our kids, they grow up and this is what they taught. And they told that, you know, this is the way of life. And I feel like when success is always defined, you know, by people out there, there are always some parameters that are being put. So we are limited, because now imagine if you had to live outside that philosophy. Do you understand what I'm saying? That definition of what success is in the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the question is now, what would then be success? Because other people, they believe that, you know, if you get an RDP house, so a government, you know, house that they give you so that you can live, that's success because you have a house. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they believe that, you know, if the state owns the land and the states distribute the land to other people, to everyone, now we have success. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing to say. What do we do? Do we carry on being manipulated? Because I feel like when someone is deciding what success is for you, do you understand what I'm saying? So now it's one idea, but now this one idea defines everyone's way of what success is. You know what I'm saying? But we never think sometimes that, but that's another man's way of defining success, you know? That's another way of, you know, another woman's way of defining success. And the question is, if you had to step outside, you know, the understanding that you have inherited, you know what I'm saying, in the world of what success is. How would you define success? How would you define success? So that's the thing to say. When we have stuff that's being introduced to us, when we're being educated on certain things, you know, it's like, yes, I believe there are things that open our eyes and they work for us. You know what I'm saying? So there are things in science probably that I would say, if I was determining, the education system probably of our country, I would say everyone should know. You know, probably like management. I was actually thinking about the fact that, you know, sometimes even at school, I remember at school when we're doing English and we used to read these like books, you know, written by Shakespeare and all that. But I'm thinking, so what I was thinking, you know, it's good to think. So I was thinking, why don't you, because even sometimes there's a reason why I'm saying this, and I know I'm not at the, I'm not concluding my point, but I want to make you understand. You know, there are certain books, even when they teach us about history, they don't really teach us about the history of our nation. You know, what was the struggle? Do you understand what I'm saying? And if we talk about things like the leading party in our countries, like ANC, you know, but they don't really give us, all we know is just ANC, there was Nelson Mandela, he was a great guy and all that, but we don't go beyond Mandela. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't go beyond the time, the period when the European people, they came, the Dutch, you know, the British came to South Africa and they settled in the Cape. So we don't go beyond and understand there were tribes, you know, where did they come from? And I feel like probably English should be about that. Yes, we read about, you know, verbs and all such things. But at the same time, when we read books, I believe that we should be reading books about our history to make us understand, because how, in a way, I feel like I'm diverting, but how, you know, do we have the same mind if we don't have the same understanding of where we come from? You see what I'm saying? Because probably in one of the things that you get is that now, when we know, not because of what they tell us what success is, but when we know where we come from, I'm sure how we define success is different. You see what I'm saying? So there are many things. There are many things that can become the source of our successes. But somehow, I feel like, in a way, not that I cannot learn from you. Yes, I understand the pride part, and we should excise that part. But the point, what I'm trying to say is, in defining our success, we more like banal. You know what I'm saying? We lacking so much. We're lacking so much. Now, for me, the biggest thing is that we can't just be defined by one man's way of what success is. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you look back, and we love talking about Jesus because it's great. But now, and when you look at the Bible, it seems like you sort of have a different meaning of what success is. And Christ actually died to bring us back to that success. I mean, the biggest thing why Christ raises us up, you know, he saves us, is to take us back to what success is, because I believe success means being blessed. You know, and I'm not just, yes, financially, but I'm not just talking about financial in everything. God said, you know, let us make men in our own image so that they can have dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, any crawling animal. Now you need to understand that Satan came as a crawling animal, and that crawling animal was under the rule, the dominion of what? Of men. So when men submitted to that serpent, that snake, now he was subjected to what? To the rule of a serpent, of Satan. You see, but from the beginning, we had dominion. Why? Because even though, you can say, but before Satan, you know, sinned, it seemed to be above, you know, human beings, mankind. But to be honest, from the beginning, when God said, let us make man in our own image, you know what does that mean? That means this we inherit. You know what I'm saying? This we inherit. The image that God gave us, being made in his image. We were made from the beginning. We were made from the image that was above Satan, Lucifer, which is God. And God made us to what? To be successful. You know? Not just to be successful in one place. I've actually seen, I remember, I think it was last year or last of last year, and I went, I checked out the two richest guys in the world, and they are these billionaires, but I realized that both of them, they have divorced. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel, I believe that to God, according to God, according to the word of God, according to people that have common sense, people who have wisdom and understanding the importance of what a woman is, you know what I'm saying? Not what's happening in our days. I'm actually putting everything. I saw this because we have been having Olympics in this year in Japan. So I saw a gay guy running with women and he left them. And I'm thinking, this is women abuse. And no one is actually, I can't say no one is talking about it, but the government seemed to say, you know, this GBV, you know, gender-based violence needs to stop, but we're making men because they feel in a certain way. Yes, they have issues and all that, and we understand, but let them run against each other. Why should they run against women? You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference between a guy and a woman. You know what I'm saying? So why? It's woman abuse. You know, now women can't be free to actually run for themselves. You know, we make it impossible for women to feel victorious. We make it impossible for women to feel like they can achieve something because we're making women run against men. It's a problem. Do you understand? That means there's nothing that now women can actually attain when it comes to sport, because soon we're going to be making women play against gays. You know what? Let the gays play against each other. Do you understand what I'm saying? We shouldn't allow men to abuse our women, and we need to stand as a society. So that's just one of the things. One day, she had a dream that I will be part of those, you know, big games. I will be part of the Olympics, and I will be successful. But now the government, these leaders, they decide gays should be involved. Now it becomes impossible for her. Can you see how her success, do you understand, has been changed? You know? So it's very important that we need to understand that God created us to do what? God created us to rule, to have dominion. Not just at work, not just in our family, but in everything. There was, you can see the different environments, the different, you know, dimensions, areas. In the water, there's life. The fish, on the ground, we have animals, you know, there are plants. In the air, we have animals, you know, the birds and all that. And God gave us, made us to be in charge over those things. So that's the show. And I hope you are blessed. And we're going to be reading from the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Think about these things. You know, it's important that we think about these things. You know, when people, they say these things, we have to question. Not to question because we want to be against, but question because we want to learn. But if we just accept anything, because it's actually the same as a doctor just giving you a medicine and you don't care what recipient that's there, what ingredients, do you understand what I'm saying, are there. All we're just doing, we just believe and then we're drinking. Do you understand what I'm saying? And next thing, you are dying. It's the same thing. People are feeding us with this knowledge. People are feeding us with definitions of things and giving us meaning or meanings of things. But these meanings are not right. So it's very important what we do now is that we question and we start to do what? We start to learn. As I said, the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It's one of the verses that actually speaks about the mindset. The mindset. Being able to live, you know, beyond. Being able to exist, function beyond the programming of the world. You know how the world defines things. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. There, I told you, it's so relevant. What I was saying with this verse, it's so relevant. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There we go. There we go. And how do you renew your mind? It's simple. What did God created for you? Maybe you don't know what God created for you. It's very simple. You have a manual, you know, for your life. It's a manual book that you have for your life. It's the Bible. You know what I'm saying? All you need to do, just go from the book of Genesis. Start reading. Than spending the rest of your years and wasting time. Start reading and you will find what God created you for. Very important. And probably we can become successful, even more successful than the way the world defines success. And that's the aim, becoming more successful than the world defines success. You know, and without God, without the person that made us. I remember David actually saying, people that say that there's no God, you know, and he was just saying, but those people, you know, are fools. You know what I'm saying? So that's very important that we get the word of God. You know what I'm saying? So here we have come, and I hope you enjoyed the service, the show. I keep calling this show the service. I hope it's going to service your heart. You know, it's servicing me. So I hope you enjoyed, and we have come to that now and part of the show. We are concluding. And I'm giving you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now at this moment. Right now at this moment, because Christ saves us from being subjected to certain meanings, you know, that mislead us to certain things, you know, to failures, being subjected to failures and all that, you know. And the most important thing is that now what we do, we come to the Lord and say, I want to be the way you created me to be. You can pray this prayer and say, dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. That Lord, you have come to bring me back to the purpose that you created me for. That you have died and resurrected. So that, Lord, I can have a way out of this trap, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hope you enjoyed. Let's talk.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.